Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hour number two, Sports Saturday, right here on the Fan Sports Network.
A lot of jacking right now.
Whoa. 10 inches.
Terrible
and girthy.
People. Terrible people you guys are.
Yeah, we should delete all of those.
Hell no.
What you can't delete is the first hour of the podcast on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts, except Spotify, because we're banned. And I will say it until we are unbanned. I'm sure that the decision makers at Spotify are listening right now like, we got to get that figured out, guys. Number one priority. Stop the Spotify Wrapped. No more. We need to get this show on podcast. I can tell by the text line in the YouTube chat today that all the listeners are clamoring for it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this was the weekend to sleep in, and it was and we had a late start as well.
Yeah, you know, when there's no, at least college football that you're necessarily interested in.
No sock sale at Fred Meyer that
you
got to get to.
You know, there's no real reason for me to get up and kind of,
gotta get those socks.
Yeah, get out there in the world today. So you can wait till tomorrow. And the great thing is the Ohio State Indiana game is at what? Three? What time? 3 o'clock?
Just keep saying numbers. I'm sure you'll get one.
5 o'clock. 3 o'clock. 8 o'clock. Yeah. One of those. You know what I mean? It's later. It's 5 o'clock. Either way. Yeah, it's at 5. So it's later. So that gives you some time to just hang out and chill. And maybe today's a house cleaning day.
Well, it's kind of warm last night out, too. Like, warm being relative, like 53 degrees. But yeah, for a Friday evening in December.
Nice.
Yeah.
It was nice.
That was a time to go out. And let me tell you, finding a parking spot in downtown Portland was impossible. So I think everybody kind of had some fun last night, and they're just sleeping in today.
Yeah, I feel it.
NFL, we got some divisional races that still need to be decided, and there's a couple that
a little out of reach, but yeah, there's you're good.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. You know, actually, you know what? Just because you said that, Rashad, I'm hoping that there's a little pucker factor for you near the end of the season here, because your Patriots are 2.5 games above the Buffalo Bills, 11-2 compared to 8-4. I hope something happens. I mean, I'm not saying that the Patriots lose the division. You just get a little pucker factor going the last couple of weeks, make you a little nervous.
Well, I'll be honest. This game against the Bills does have me a little nervous. I think the Bills are due for a great week. You know, I think they've played some good football, but then some not so great football. So I think they're due for a really good game. I think they're still kind of pissed about the last loss to the Pats earlier this season. So that does make
me. That's next week, right?
I think that's next week.
Yeah, because Patriots are on a bye week.
Yeah, so the next game against the Pats, that's the one that kind of scares me. So I'm hoping the Pats drop one this week, but the Bills drop one this week, but that's the one game I'm looking at for the rest of the schedule, and I'm like, that could be a problem. But I think the Pats pretty much got that division wrapped up.
All right, well, screw the Patriots. I don't care about them in this segment. All right, we've got a few divisions that need to be decided. We got some NFL music or something like that.
Yeah, I'll hit you with it here.
Can we get some bells or something? There it goes.
Oh yeah, baby.
All right, first division, the AFC North. Right now, you have the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers both at 6-6. And I would say, dare I say, don't count out the Cincinnati Bengals just yet. They are 4-8, but they did just get Joe Burrow back. They did just dominate the Ravens on Thanksgiving Day. It's not like the Ravens and Steelers are playing particularly good football right now either. Who wins the AFC North when the season comes to an end in just a few more weeks?
I'm probably still going to stay the Steelers. I still trust Mike Tomlin. The one thing we know from Mike Tomlin, he's going to finish at least 8-9 and 9-8. You know,
will he? Like
that. More than likely, that's what Mike Tomlin does. When has he not done that? And so, based on that alone, that's the only for sure that we have about that entire conference is that Mike Tomlin is going to finish 500. And if that's the case, then that means that's enough for them to win that division. So I'm going to say the Steelers.
Going Steelers, huh?
Yeah.
Jordan?
You can't. You cannot let the Bengals win that division.
That would be crazy.
That is one.
That'd be hilarious.
I'm all for parity in the NFL, right? Like, but a 4-8 team in week now 14 of the NFL regular season still having a shot to get into the playoffs is just absolutely asinine to me. But here we are. I'm not sure Lamar Jackson's actually right, so I'm going Steelers just because I don't have confidence in the Ravens, and I just don't know if Lamar Jackson's fully healthy. Aaron Rodgers, yeah, he just got hit, had that broken hand, but guess what? He's fine. I'm not really sure that they're going to be much better than they have all season, but that whole division's been ass, so I'll go Steelers.
Bengals schedule the rest of the way. They play the Bills this weekend.
Yeah.
And then they will host the Ravens next weekend. Dolphins, Cardinals, Browns. There's some winnable games there.
Yeah.
There are some winnable games. If I'm going to go with anybody, I am going to go with the Baltimore Ravens. I think those offensive issues that the Steelers have right now, while the Ravens offense is having issues as well, I will trust a Lamar Jackson versus a Aaron Rodgers with a broken hand, who also has not been playing particularly well over the last few weeks. And the Steelers will play the Ravens this weekend. Steelers also have Dolphins, Lions, Browns, and then the last game of the year is the Ravens as well. As much as I want to choose the Bengals, because I think it would be hilarious, that defense is just, it's so too bad. And I just feel like they have put themselves in too big of a hole.
Joe Burrow will never win if that's the defense that he has to play with.
Well, what's absolutely brutal, too, is they had a couple games in the middle of their schedule against the Jets and the Bears that they blew late in the game in, you know, what it could have, should have, but those were two games that they should have won. And if they pull that out with Joe Flacco, then they're sitting here at 6-6 as well, tied for the top of the division. Also in the AFC, the AFC South is now all up for grabs. And right now, the tiebreaker has the Jacksonville Jaguars as the leader of the AFC South. The Indianapolis Colts have been usurped. They have lost their division lead. They do have the same record as the Jacksonville Jaguars, 8-4, but because of tiebreaker scenarios, again, I think it's common opponents, record against common opponents. That's where the Jags have the Colts right now. And then the Houston Texans not far behind at 7-5, one game back. They have won 4 in a row. Who wins the AFC South?
I mean, if CJ Stroud is starting, I don't know. I was kind of on the Davis Mills train for the Texans for a little bit, but I don't know. I still think it's the Colts. I trust Jonathan Taylor. I trust Daniel Jones. That sounds crazy.
I was gonna
say right now.
Godspeed.
But you know, right now this team is, you know, when you play for the Giants, when you play for the Jets, you know, people just assume that you're trash as a quarterback because the system around you is trash. And Daniel Jones this year is showing that he's at least comparable. And I think that's That's good for him. So I do like this Colts team. We've seen too many ups and downs from Trevor Lawrence in this Jag squad. So, and then the Texans, we're not sure. We saw them play better as a team when Davis Mills was started. Now that CJ Stroud is back, who knows? So I think of all those, I'm probably going to go with the Colts.
Yeah, this is a tougher one to choose from because it's there's part of me that just like doesn't want to count the Colts completely out based off of just a couple of weeks. I mean, they looked really, really good to start the year. Yeah.
The lost Texans last two, so it hasn't looked awesome.
Yeah, the Texans defense is one of the best in the league, if not the best defense in the league. Yeah, this one's, and then like the Jags, they have some good wins this year, but they're also really, really like just roller coaster ride of a team. Like there's one week where they look good, and then there's one where it's like damn near lost to the Cardinals. They have lost to the Texans most recently, 36-29 a few weeks ago. They did beat them earlier on in the season.
They were able to rattle off three wins, two of them against the trash teams, one against a good Chargers team. So
notice, by the way, the Jags and Colts still face each other twice this weekend, being mm-hmm. one of them.
Yep. So. And then Texans schedule the rest of the way. They will have the Chiefs Sunday night, and then they'll play the Cardinals, Raiders, Chargers, and then they will end the season against the Colts. I'm going to go with the Texans that they repeat as conference champions just because their defense, man, it's nasty. It's really legit, yeah. I think CJ Stroud and that offense will figure enough things out by the end of the season to be able to propel them into another AFC South crown.
I like Jacksonville just because of their schedule, man. I think it's the easiest. You see the Jets there snuck in between their Colts matchups and the Broncos matchup, and then they end the season against the Titans. That's two guaranteed wins, right? As long as you don't S yourselves.
I would say the Titans one is, but I mean the Jets one. The Jets are bad, but they at least have, what, four wins now on the season? Three wins?
Yeah.
Hey, NFL teams, Jordan. These are NFL teams.
It is a parody-filled league. You are correct, sir.
Let's take a quick break and jump over to the NFC. Quick update for you on Texas Tech BYU. Texas Tech did get that touchdown. They reviewed it. They called it a touchdown. I don't know what the ref was looking at, ruling him down at the one. It was a touchdown clear as day.
It was absolutely a touchdown.
I didn't, yeah. So they're up 10-7. BYU also, they ran a fake punt from their own, like, 40-yard line that did not work.
Did not Ballsy. Work.
And
not so, the time though.
So Texas Tech got the ball back. Right now they are on the BYU 29-yard line, 2nd and 10, 6 minutes, 19 seconds left to go in the second quarter as they look to take a 2-possession lead here. We'll take a break, jump over to the NFC divisions next here on Sports Saturday on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you. at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back in. Sports Saturday here.
Somebody's so ready for Christmas.
Huh?
Somebody's super ready for Christmas.
You are damn right.
Yeah.
It's playing Christmas bumps on primetime yesterday, too. I'll probably play them all next week, too. So, there you go.
Yeah, we have a sad, pathetic-looking tree in here, like a Charlie Brown tree or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, it's like, who it's put this here?
Perfect.
It's not perfect. It's far from perfect.
What are you talking about?
There's a random metal wire just like
oh, is that a light? It.
Like
would you?
It looked, I think it might be a light.
One of the branches is already dead and
would
broken.
You stop being a Grinch?
That I don't need to be a Grinch for that. That thing is just sad. All right.
We have a real tree out here too in the
it definitely looks
main
like
part of
Brown's
the office.
Tree.
Yeah, an undecorated tree out there. Someone needs to get on that.
It smells like
Schultzy,
pine.
Get on it.
Yeah, that's. I guess we found out who's going to decorate the tree, eh?
No.
You have been delegated.
Is that a paid endeavor?
No, they don't
you
pay.
You know it is not.
They don't want to pay us any more than they need to.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Where's my an Odyssey Station clip? I need that.
NFC divisional races, though. It's really coming down to every single one. Every single one is up for grabs. Maybe. The NFC East, after what happened on Thursday night, may no longer be up for grabs. Need a lot of things to happen for the Cowboys. I had a feeling what was going to happen on Thursday night, or what did happen on Thursday night, was going to happen. You know, people were down on the Lions. Cowboys got a couple good wins in a row. Everybody zigged, and I was feeling the zag. I was like, I don't know. I was like, yeah, I get it, but Lions can put up 42 points out of nowhere.
They can.
And what did they do? They put up 44 points. So,
yeah. Good game for them last week.
So Cowboys still have a chance in the division, but they need a lot of things to go their way, including literally basically winning every single game the rest of the way and hoping the Eagles lose every single game the rest of the way. So that's that division. But there are closer divisional races out there, including the NFC North where...
That one's crazy.
Chicago Bears?
Yeah.
They're your division leader at 9-3.
Bears.
Green Bay Packers 8-3-1 right behind them, and then the Detroit Lions getting a much needed win on Thursday Night Football 8-5. Who wins the NFC North?
I really want to say the Bears. There's
you
a part of me that,
you can't do it though.
I can't though. But their winners are 5 in a row. Like Caleb Williams looks like he's truly settled into being the quarterback of this team. Roma Dunze is the weirdest receiver in the league. Like one week he's great. The next week he's
well, that's
terrible,
just the inconsistency
again,
of a Washington player. You know, you just can't trust a Husky.
You just can't trust a Husky right now, man. So, but I really want to say Chicago. However, I'm still going to say the Lions. I'm still going to say the Lions. The Lions have looked really up and down this year, but a couple things have been consistent. One of those is Amon-Ra St. Brown. Like, he is still among the top 3 or 4 receivers in the league, and I love watching him play. He just continues to move forward no matter how many times he gets hit. So I'm a big fan of this Lions squad. Dan Campbell's got, man, massive balls, and I'm with that. You know,
massive balls.
Massive. And so cojones. I'm going to go ahead. Yeah, huge cojones. And
probably
so,
needs to go to a doctor. It's
probably
concerning.
Probably, yes,
sir,
man.
I can see them sticking
yeah,
out
Yeah, come
your
on,
pants.
Man. Chill, bro. Bigger pants, but... I like this Lions team. As much as I really, really want to say the Bears, I'm going to say the Lions, but the team I want to win this division is the Chicago Bears.
You want to win the division?
Yes.
The Bears.
I want
the
Bears
to
win. I think the Lions are going to win, though.
Okay, I can't say the Chicago Bears are going to win it. I just can't. Like, they're good, but I feel like maybe they're clicking a little too early going into the playoffs. I am picking... One, Green Bay. They had a pretty hard time last year taking care of business in the division. I think they went like 1-5 in division games. Been a lot better this year, and kind of like we were talking about with the Colts-Jags, they are in that position where they face off against the Bears 2 more times this season, including this weekend, and that, I think, with a win, would give them a 70% chance, I read earlier this week, of grabbing the division. Jordan Love, with that four-tutty performance last week against Detroit, feel like he's clicking at the right time. This is his time of year. Packers. I'm going Packers.
They're the only team undefeated in their division, you know, so they haven't lost to any one of the other teams, so the Packers are a good team.
They got a top 10 run defense in the NFL, too, and in cold weather, that is huge.
I think losing Tucker Kraft is a bigger deal than they want it to be right now. It might not show up a whole bunch right now, but I think that's going to be a huge, huge blow for them as they move forward, though.
Yeah, I'm going with the Packers. There's part of me that, hey, the Bears looked damn impressive against the Eagles on Thanksgiving, on Black Friday. That was one of their most impressive wins, if not the most impressive win of the season, the way they did it. They controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. But I'm with you guys. I just, it's one of those got to see it to believe it. They play the Packers this weekend. They will then play the Browns. Packers again, 49ers and Lions. That's a tough schedule the rest of the way that I think they're going to drop just enough of those games for the Green Bay Packers to have the better win percentage overall because of that one tie. They're going to have the tie, whereas the Bears are going to have one more loss than they need required to win the division. So, yeah, give me the Packers. Moving on over to the NFC South. It comes down between two teams, and boy, if you would have asked me this 4 weeks ago if this was going to be the case, I would have been shocked that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are fighting off the Carolina Panthers, the feisty Carolina Panthers, after beating the LA Rams last week. Huge win for the Panthers.
Oh, my uncle was so pissed. He's a Rams fan. Oh, he was so pissed.
Yeah, it was quite the upset. I believe double-digit upset. I think the Rams were a double-digit favorite going into that one. Panthers were able to get the dub 31-28.
Yeah,
and are just a half game behind the Buccaneers for the NFC South.
Last-second fumble there on that final drive by the Rams. Thanks, Matt Stafford. No, he's had a great season. It wasn't the right time for the Bryce Young show over the top of the secondary, apparently. The Rams, actually, the one weak part of their defense is their secondary. So I guess when you do that, you can succeed against L.A. But, yeah, that sucked.
Sean!
Man, this is kind of one of those Chicago Bears situations because I really want the Panthers to win this division.
Panthers?
I want the Panthers to win this division just because I like the way Bryce Young has matured as a quarterback. He's still got a ways to go, obviously, but he has played much better this season than he has, you know, in this previous seasons. But I think it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers still. I still think the Bucs are the better team. I trust in Baker Mayfield. I trust in that coaching staff. I trust that defense a little bit. So I like this Buccaneers team. Although I really, really want this young Panthers team to do something, but I'm going with the Bucs.
Yeah, likewise. I want the Panthers to win this, but I think the Buccaneers, they have the better quarterback. They're getting a little bit healthier now. They got Bucky Irving back. Mike Evans might be coming back here pretty soon as well. So I think that they're starting to get healthy at the right time. And they got a huge win last weekend when they needed it most because things looked like they were starting to get out of control there for the Buccaneers after losing some big games to the Patriots, the Bills, the Rams, but then able to sneak out a win against the Cardinals. And their schedule is pretty damn favorable the rest of the way. They're going to take on the Saints. They're going to take on the Falcons. They'll get the Panthers twice before the end of the year. And then outside of that, they'll play the Dolphins as well. So give me the Dolphins, actually. I think they've won like four in a row or something like that. Three or four in a row.
Yeah,
Dolphins.
They'll be playing spoiler now, right?
Yeah, possibly. Possibly.
Yeah, I got to go with Bucks. That's just not even – I don't want the Panthers to succeed. What are you guys talking about?
That's funny. They were terrible.
Yeah, they were awful,
They've been
man.
Terrible. What?
It's cool to see bad teams all of a sudden do well.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I guess.
I like it. I like parody. I like seeing things I haven't seen before, and the Panthers being good, I haven't seen that in a decade.
No, since Cam Newton?
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm glad Mike Evans is potentially coming back for this Bucs team. Nobody ever says it, but Mike Evans is quietly one of the best receivers in the league. He's basically this generation's Larry Fitzgerald. Go look up those numbers, man. Go look up those numbers. He's a great player that plays for a team that
typically
nobody's talking about.
Yeah.
Go look at those numbers. Him and Larry Fitzgerald, they're almost identical.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd take a prime Larry Fitzgerald over a prime Mike Evans, though.
He's got like 13 straight seasons of like 1,000 yards or something stupid like that.
That's a good question, Joe. I don't know.
NFC West. This comes down to four teams, the Rams and Seahawks, now tied at 9-3. Both of them I would say, uninspiring performances last week, at least offensively for the Seahawks. I mean,
Jackson, Smith, and Jigma, but outside of that, like.
But again, the defense is what won them that game yesterday because last week, the Vikings started Max Brosmer, or whoever the hell that kid was, out of Minnesota. And then shut them out. And then the Rams, they lost, obviously, to the Panthers, as we just talked about. And then the 49ers, they just keep rolling along, man. Purdy's back. He's looking good. Juwan Jennings is getting everybody in the league to try and possibly fight him. But the 49ers, they're right in there at 9-4. Just a half game back. Who's got the NFC West?
Oh, man, this is the toughest one right now. I think all three of these teams can really lay claim to being the best team in the NFC West. Man, my heart tells me that, or my head tells me, man, go with the 49ers. You just mentioned, Joe, everybody is back and healthy, and Christian McCaffrey looks good, and everything that's supposed to be working well for this 49ers team that we've always thought would is actually kind of working well for them. Winners of three in a row. The Seattle Seahawks, though, man, like it's who would have thought they would have played this well this season? None of us. Now, who would have thought Jackson Smith?
Not this well. No. I figured they'd be all right, but I
thought
think
they'd be okay at best. And who would have thought Jackson Smith and Jigma would emerge as the best receiver in the NFL this season? Because that's pretty much what he's been, you know, as far as what he's been able to do. I love everything about this Rams team and what they've been able to do. So it's a tough one. So I think I'm going to go ahead and say the 49ers, though, just based on everything. The 49ers won, but close second is going to be the Rams and then the Seahawks.
Jordan.
The Niners have, I would say, two of the four easier remaining games with the Titans. And then
this week against the Titans, I believe.
I know, exactly. Like, call that a win, right?
And oh, no, they're on bye week. That will be next week.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, next week. My bad. Yeah. Well, actually, that's also an advantage, by the way, for the Niners, having a bye week at this point in the year. Mm-hmm. They have been so injured, and that's kind of the one thing that makes me not want to pick my Rams, but I'm going to just because. I love their run defense, man. I love Verse. Can't believe they still turned it around so quickly after Aaron Donald's retirement. And I did not expect them to be this good still.
Crazy.
And Matt Stafford's going for one more Super Bowl, and I think they're going to do it. So it's got to be L.A.
I'm going to go with the Rams just based off of, like, the 49ers. They got a pretty interesting schedule even after the Titans. Where they're going to be playing some good teams. They will be playing Colts, Bears, Seahawks, three teams all vying for the playoffs. Also in that division, Seattle, their remaining schedule. They will take on the Falcons tomorrow. Colts, Rams, Panthers, 49ers. So really after that Falcons game, they're going to have to play four teams all vying for the playoffs. And then the Rams, what their schedule looks like the rest of the way, is, have it pulled up, at Cardinals versus Lions, Seahawks, Falcons, Cardinals. So you get two games against the Cardinals and a game against the Falcons. I mean, there's three wins right there. You're looking at a 12-win season. 12 wins should be able to get you to win the division.
It should.
Yeah.
It should.
If you're sitting at 12-5 at least in the NFC West, and I don't think they lose the game against the Lions. They could lose the one up in Seattle just because, you know, Seattle, that environment.
That rain.
You know, it don't ever know what's going to happen in a divisional game like that. So, give me the Rams to win the NFC West. But give me three picks for this week because it's Who Do You Love coming up next. We got to get our picks in for maybe some of these college games, the few to choose from, NFL this weekend, and I'm sure Rashad will throw in a random NBA pick.
I won't. I will do it for you guys. I will not do that.
All football, huh?
All football.
All right. We get to that next here. Who Do You Love coming up? But first, Schultzy, Sports Interrupted.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Who do you love? Joe and Rashad share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Saturday on 105.1 and 1080 The Fan. Do what I gotta do.
It's time for Who Do You Love? Make some picks, but let's take a look at what happened last week. I went with Ducks minus 6.5.
We were all tied, right?
We were tied going into last week, yes. Yeah. My picks, I went Ducks minus 6.5, as did Jordan. So we both hit there.
Nailed it.
I went Seahawks minus 11.5. That hit as they shut out the Vikings 26-0. And then Texas Tech blows out West Virginia and covers the 23.5. And that, my friends, is a perfect 3-0 week right there.
That's a good parlay. Job.
That's a parlay.
That's
for
a
sure.
Perfect 3-0 week. The first perfect week of the season by any one of us.
That's a good job.
Until
that's a
like
good hit.
Week 15.
Seriously, it took the entire season.
My yeah. God.
And that puts me at 15-15. Rashad, you took Vanderbilt straight up. And that hit.
That's one.
Bills Steelers under 45.5. That hit. And then I called you a coward for taking the Spurs money line. And they placed they played the Timberwolves off of a back-to-back. And I'm like, that's a cowardly pick. And the Timberwolves got it done. They got a big win against the Celtics. And then they go right next day and they get a win against the Spurs. You almost had a perfect week, too.
Almost, man. I was hoping it would have happened. You know, two of us get a perfect week, but oh well.
So you go 2-1. You are at 14-16.
That sucks.
And then Jordan, as I mentioned, went Ducks minus 6.5. He went Chargers minus 8.5, which that hit.
Yeah.
And then you took Pitt plus 6.5 against Miami, which that did not. No. No, it did not.
So you are winning, sir.
So now, it took me 13 weeks, but your boy, we're back in that number one spot.
Let's be fair. You missed a couple weeks, and we did, you know, make picks, and we decided, you know what, we'll go ahead and forego those picks.
You're a loser.
Yeah, that's all good.
You're a loser.
All right, I'll get things started with a winner. And that's Ohio State minus 4 over Indiana today. I am going with the Buckeyes to beat Indiana, Jimmy's versus Joe's, and cover that 4. Me and my buddy, we were talking last night, and he asked me, he's like, what do you think this that spread is? I was like, I don't know. It was like 7.5. And then he's like, no, it's only 4. And I'm like, well, then give me Ohio State. I think, it's just that defense is going to lock down Indiana. It's not a home game for Indiana as much as we, you know, it's happening in Indianapolis, just an hour away from Bloomington, but Columbus is not as a short 2.5-hour drive. Yeah. So Ohio State fans will be packing it out. I think Ohio State will show that that defense is the real deal once again against Indiana.
I was asked, this is actually the second one I was going to pick, but you took it. So I might as well just go ahead and go. I'm going to go in the favor of the Hoosiers. I think Indiana wins this game, man. I think Indiana has shown in the entire season, like, they can hang with some pretty big boys. They made Oregon look almost JV at certain points, and the last team
Calm
to
down.
Do that. Seriously, the last team to do that, Oregon never looked comfortable in that game. Offensively, defensively, and the last team to really do that to Oregon, oh, I can't remember, but it's Ohio State. And so I'm going to go ahead and say that the Hoosiers win this game. I think they got everything in place for a great run, and I think this could potentially be Fernando's Mendoza's Heisman moment.
Fernando?
Fernando.
There you go.
Fernando. I like Fernando.
I like Fernando, yeah.
Yeah, but this could be Mendoza's big moment in the sun.
So are you going to go big balls and just Indiana straight up money line or just to cover plus 4?
I'm going Indiana straight up money line.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm doing.
All right. Jordan.
I'm taking the easy win here, at least in comparison with
Rashad. Oh, boy, famous last words.
Well, no, I'm not going Indiana to win, but I think they'll cover. I think this is a trap line, but I do think Indiana is going to be within a field goal of Ohio State. To me, this comes down to the coaches, right? Cignetti v. Ryan Day, and we've seen more of Ryan Day on this stage. I think there's a little bit more tape that Cignetti and his coaches have to work with, and it is going to be a fun one. I bet you there's going to be a special teams tutty. Couple of turnovers, so maybe it'll come down to the play on the field, but I really think it'll come down to the coaches and schemes. So yeah, Indiana.
All right, I will be jumping over to the NFL. I'm going to go Broncos covering against the Raiders -7.5. This one is in Las Vegas, but I feel like these are two teams heading in the complete opposite direction. The Broncos like to play with their food, it seems like. Even against the Raiders on that dreadful Thursday night game a couple weeks ago, it was 10-7.
Yeah, they have trailed every game this season, Joe.
Yeah, except the Cowboys. They didn't trail in that one, that's for sure. I remember that. The Broncos, yeah, again, I think they're just two teams that are going in complete different directions. The Raiders season is in the toilet, and I think this is a healthy win for the Broncos this weekend, -7.5.
I'm going to stick with college football. There's obviously another huge game with a lot of implications today, and that is the Georgia Bulldogs facing the Alabama Crimson Tide. This game is in Georgia, but Alabama is the home team. Remember, they played earlier in the season, and Alabama got the dub against Georgia, winning by 3. So, you know, Georgia hasn't forgotten that because their season has been damn near perfect since that kind of hiccup. They started slow in that game, and Alabama jumped on them, and they were just never able to recover. I think Georgia's going to have something for them today. They're 1.5 favorites in this game. I'm taking Georgia in the points.
Georgia, what is it? Points?
1.5.
Georgia, 1.5. You got it, bud. Bam, locked in. Jordan.
This seems too easy here, but the Commanders are favored on the road.
Famous last words.
Well, seriously, like there's some wacky trap lines.
I smell an 0-3 week coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna get blasted by Vegas this week. The Vikings at home are underdogs against the Washington Commanders. The Commanders are 1.5-point favorites in that one. I think they're going to cover. They're getting Jaden Daniels back. Their defense has been getting better. Earlier in the season, it was in, I'm pretty sure, the bottom third in every category. And since then, Dan Quinn, known for his defense, moved them, at least in the run defense, up to the middle of the pack. So they're trending in the right direction, and only 2 points. Are you kidding me? Jaden Daniels against the crappy Vikings? Yeah, I'll take that.
Vikings defense is pretty solid, though.
I know, but they're just, they are 4-8. They have nothing to play for. At some point, there's some quit in those guys, right?
Well, not on the defensive side of the ball. Not on the defense side of the ball.
Yeah.
That quarterback, Max Brosmer, though, is pretty garbage. That's pretty bad.
What a hot man he is, though.
A hot man?
Yeah.
I haven't seen, well, Jordan.
have you seen him and his, I think his...
Give me the reports here.
Just tall, dark, and handsome. And then he's got a beautiful wife or girlfriend, whichever she is. But, yeah.
Want that.
Uh-huh.
Max Brosmer, hot, according to Jordan Schultz. all right. My last pick, I am going to go with Bills Bengals over 53.5. Bengals defense is terrible. Bills defense this year has had moments where it has lapsed as well and given up points. But I think their offense is just, you know, is very potent. Fifth most points in the league, points per game. Number one rushing offense in the league. So, yeah, give me the Bengals, Bills over 53.5.
So,
and your last one, Rashad.
I said I was going to stick with football, and that's exactly what I'm doing.
Oh, boy.
I got English Premier League full.
Stop.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and go with, I was looking at this Monday night game, and Philly versus the Chargers in L.A., Philadelphia is a 2.5-point favorite. The over-under is 41.5. I think I'm taking the under in that. Philly's been having an issue scoring the last little bit. There's some games, recent games, where there's been some 10s and some 16s and some other stuff put up, so not necessarily awesome outscoring output. So I just kind of feel like this is going to be one of those games for both teams. So I'm going to go under the 41.5 today.
Now, I'm curious, just as far as that game goes, to see what the Philadelphia, the Eagles defense looks like after blowing the game to the Cowboys and then just getting ran all over by the Bears. You know, are they going to be able to get some push and generate some pressure like basically every team has been able to do against the Chargers and Justin Herbert this year? So, yeah, could be a messy game where, yeah, that under hits. And Jordan, your last one.
I'm going Seahawks to cover 6.5 at Atlanta. I know it's a road game. I know that is a big line.
I was waiting for you to be like, this is too easy.
No, that's
probably the easiest one of the day, guys.
You know what? I see the angle here. No, I just think that there is an opportunity for Sam Darnold with the best receiver so far in the league in Jackson Smith and Jigba to actually get right. Who knows, though? As Suk says, he might be pulling an old Mr. Jenkins like Scooby-Doo pulls that mask off of the villain at the end. It's like, oh, no, you are who we thought you were. I do think, though, that next couple of weeks, especially in a crappy, crappy place like Atlanta, it's a get-right game. So Seattle to cover 6.5.
All right. I'm taking Ohio State -4, Broncos 7.5 over the Raiders, and Bengals Bills over 53.5. Rashad's on Indiana Hoosiers money line straight up. Georgia -1.5 over Bama, and then Eagles Chargers under 41.5. And then Jordan is taking Indiana just to cover the 4. Commanders -1.5 over the Vikings, and the Seahawks -4.5 at the Atlanta.
Oh no,
Falcons.
6.5.
Oh, 6.5?
Yeah, it's a tutty.
Oh, no, I wish I heard it. I don't know where I heard 4.5.
Sorry.
You know what? You can have... No, I'm not going to.
No.
Yeah, hopefully no one on the Seahawks staff eats that Flamin' Hot Cheetos chicken sandwich, or else they could be in trouble tomorrow.
I'm down to try one, though.
I am, too. All right, let's wrap things up next here. Sports Saturday, Fan Sports Network. All right, 1 minute left here on Sports Saturday. And see you later.
Cool.
Yeah,
I told joining.
I told Rashad asked me how much money or how much like scholarship money would a school have to give me for them to be the mascot. I was like, not a lot, dude. You kidding me?
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Just get to act a fool and go to all the football games.
You got to have too much energy to be the mascot.
I can do
it. You can't just be chill and be like, hey guys, I'm here.
Well, this
come
is what I
picture. You got to be jumping.
This
and
is what I appreciate about
high-fiving.
The Oregon Duck is that he's chill. He's just a cool guy. Whereas I feel like all these other mascots are way too hyped up. Like, let's go number one, baby. Like you always say.
Oregon Duck is a gym bro, though.
All of the mascots act the same, except the Oregon Duck. He's just chilling. He's just lounging. You know, the most energy he puts out is when he has to do those push-ups. But yeah. He's a goofball.
And some of those push-ups are, you know.
It's like Suk on the bench.
Yeah, it's like Suk on the bench, man. Well, yeah, we see you, Suk. We haven't forgotten.
What is this?
Oh, this is a great song. This is my favorite Christmas song.
Stevie Wonder.
This is my favorite Christmas song.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm familiar.
I'm not going out with some Coldplay.
This is one of the greatest
Someday at Christmas
records ever made.
I'm a personal fan of
Bing Crosby.
No, Bruce Springsteen.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Y'all get a Santa to bring you a new saxophone.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been a Bruce Springsteen fan ever.
I love that. I love that version of Merry Christmas, baby. Yeah.
You sound dreaming. I don't get it. I don't get it. Sorry, guys.
That's great. All right, that'll do it for us. We will catch y'all next Saturday. And we will know who the Oregon Ducks will be playing in the college football playoff, as well as everybody else. And it will be one more week closer to the NFL playoffs as well. Plenty of football still left to be played, folks.
Here we go, man. It's the best part of the year.
Rashad, thank you as always.
My man.
Jordan, thank you as always.
Love you guys. Merry Christmas, everybody.
All the listeners out there, appreciate you hanging out with us on this Saturday. And we will catch you next week at 9 a.m. Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.